Hello, and welcome to another edition of the LinuxQuestions.org podcast. First up, LQ updates. I am proud to announce that episode number one of the LQ radio show has been posted since I did the last podcast. The show panel included John, Dave, and Robin, who are all mods, and myself. Overall, I think the show went off very well, especially considering that it was the first episode. We did have a few audio issues, but we're working through those. We have gotten a lot of feedback since the show was posted, and we are using that feedback to make improvements. We covered a ton of topics, and the total running time for the show was well over an hour and a half. If you haven't already listened to the show, tune in and let us know what you think. Remember, the LQ Radio site has multiple RSS feeds, so make sure you are subscribed to everything you want to be subscribed to. I did a recent post at the site to clarify what feeds get you what material. The next LQ story. An interview with James Turner and Dion LeBlanc has been posted to the LQ Radio site. James and Dion were former editors at SysCon for Linux World magazine. In the interview, they go into what exactly led up to their decisions to leave SysCon, their comments on the Free Software magazine interview with Fuat, exactly who ended up stepping down, and where some of them have found new homes. I'd like to thank Dion and James both for being on the show. Please note that both the interview and the first episode of LQ Radio are now available via BitTorrent. To go to the tracker, you can go to mirror.linuxquestions.org, and it's the BitTorrent port 6969. On the subject of LQ Radio, I hope you can hear an improvement in quality for this podcast. We've made a significant investment in studio equipment and have more upgrades on the way. The first thing we did was get rid of some of the background noise that I had here in my office. Unfortunately for me, that did mean a downgrade for the network. I did have all Cisco equipment previously, and for those of you that are familiar with Cisco equipment, I had a 2924 switch, and while that's a great switch that does a ton and has a ton of functionality, it sounds like a small jet engine in that thing, and no matter what I did to try to muffle the sound and place the mic, my office just wasn't big enough to get rid of it. So I have gotten rid of that and just downgraded to an old 3-com, which is really almost silent. So there should be a little bit less noise. Onto the equipment upgrades, I have upgraded the mic to a Shure SM7B, which is a pretty high quality and standard industry broadcast mic. And we've also added a new preamp / processor that does enhancing. It has an expander, has a noise gate, it has a de-esser, and a compressor in it. So a little bit of the post-processing that we had to do before is now done in this piece of equipment, and between the new mic and the processor, the quality of the audio for this should have gone up quite a bit. So I am interested in any feedback that you may have to let me know how this podcast sounds. And we will be rolling this also into the LQ Radio show, of course. Additionally, we are working on the way that the show itself, and that's the LQ Radio show, not this podcast, is recorded. You know, I have a great amount of control over the podcast since it's just me and I'm in my office. With the show, we have at least four people on the show spanning, you know, multiple continents in some cases. So we do have a little bit of testing and experimenting to go with making sure the sound quality there is as good as it possibly can be, and we do have some things on the way. So more on the future for that, stay tuned. On a final LQ Radio note, the website was upgraded today, so if you notice any problems, please let us know ASAP. On to the next LQ story. I'm happy to announce that another distribution has joined LinuxQuestions.org. I'd like to welcome Mepis. A variety of Mepis developers and volunteers will be participating in the forum. With the addition of Mepis, LQ now has participation from all of the 6 most popular distributions as ranked by DistroWatch. I'd like to thank Warren and David for working with me to get the Mepis forum set up. Now, onto the news. As a follow-up to an earlier story I had talked about, it appears that the investment Michael Dell made in Red Hat was not a move that he personally approved or made. a quote from the CBR Online article. Dell played down the investment, however, saying that while he meets with MSD's management once every couple of months, he's not personally involved in its investment choices. Quote, "I didn't know they had made this investment," he said. "That's not the sort of thing that we talk about." That news and that quote sure didn't slow down the Red Hat stock, though, which has gone up considerably. Whether or not he knew about the deal beforehand, I still see the investment as an affirmation of the business potential that Linux holds. As I mentioned in the earlier podcast, I thought the acquisition rumors were a bit far-fetched anyways, and in the end, this really is still good news. The next story I have, business in the open source space is continuing to pick up. Simula Labs has announced that it will invest in between $10 and $15 million in somewhere between 6 to 8 open source startups during the next 3 years. Winston D'Amarillo, who founded Glucode and was chairman when it was recently sold to IBM, will act as the CEO of Simula Labs. Two companies have already gotten money. I took a quick look at both of the sites, and they seem to currently just be placeholders, basically just full of marketing speak. But I remain optimistic that something good can come out of this. And I wish them luck. The final story I have for you today sort of tempers the one that I just covered. OSDL confirmed that it has laid off nearly a sixth of its staff as part of a shift to new priorities. From the article, which was posted at news.com, the group cut 9 of its 57 staff and contractor positions, Chief Executive Stuart Cohen confirmed Monday. The cuts affected several programmers who worked on the open source operating system, as well as the staff in sales, marketing, business development, and internal computer operations. End quote. Neither Linus or Andrew, obviously, were affected by this. They said that the cuts were made as part of a plan to, quote-unquote, rebalance its workforce, and it looks like they're trying to move more into Europe and continue the push that they had made in Asia. They had been in Japan and Korea, and it looks like they're trying to move into China also. Unfortunately, from the looks of this, some very talented kernel hackers were let go, so hopefully they will find new employment quickly. That's all I have for now, but thanks for listening. And remember, if you like the LQ Podcast, please head over to podcastalley.com and vote for me.